Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is freaking Friday, February 8th, 2019. A.K.A. T-G-I-F-O-F.
Yes.
Give you Ed McMahon on that one.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning,
How's it going?
It's great.
Yeah? Fair to middle?
Wonderful.
It is good. Fat boy?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
One with the garnet tea today.
He
would call it burgundy because he's a Clemson fan, but it's garnet.
It's garnet to me. It's a slight maroon.
Yeah.
Slight maroon.
Yeah. It's a maroon 5XL.
It's a easily junior high school shirt.
Come on, man. Are we that over the Super Bowl halftime show? You didn't pop on a maroon 5XL?
I popped internally.
Thank you. It'd be an XLT. We all know that.
Internal pops.
Yeah. That guy yesterday on the bicycle prank with his brother had one of those. He had an internal pop.
He did.
Golly bone.
Oh, you talking about Ooh. Nate?
Yeah. And there she is. There she is.
The lady of the hour.
The lady of like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, no.
There's so much. I told Fatboy earlier. I said, Paige doesn't show up today. We're screwed.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah. Literally, a lot of the show centers around Paige and her super punishment. This is where I wish I had, like, an echo thing. Super punishment.
It'd be like Jimmy Superfly Snuka's theme song, super, super, super punishment.
Yeah. Super, 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 super punishment. There we go.
I like that. I love it.
See, Paige, not to be sexist, but may I see what you're wearing? No, you don't have to stand up.
He just wants to see what you're wearing.
She's
proud of it as well.
She's wearing a dress, a nice, is that denim?
Yeah.
It's a denim dress with some nice black tights and some nice, what do they call those? Boots.
They're boots.
Well, they're riding boots, right?
Yeah, riding boots.
There we go.
I still haven't figured out what duck boots are.
Duck boots are the rain boots.
Yeah.
Those. Oh, yeah, okay, I see them now.
Green type of boots with the soles so you won't slip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never been duck hunting before? Little dog not laugh at you?
No. You missed.
The only people I know duck hunt are wealthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know rednecks do too. I just don't know any rednecks who duck hunt.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of real wealthy people are duck heads. They really are.
They are.
And they are out there all the time, just laying out there in the marsh.
God. You brought back painful memories.
What?
Because when everybody wore a Hilfiger and got to wear the Ralph Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I got taken to the Duckhead Outlet in Powdersville all the damn time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you did.
Like, it's Duckhead. I'm still going to get clowned.
Wow. She could have went a step further and got you some Bugle Boy, but no.
No.
No. You get...
It's Bugle Boy.
Yeah.
It's Jordache.
You can have some trumpet teenagers. No Bugle Boys, though. Get the off-brand.
They sell those at the dollar store now.
By the way, yeah, so we're sitting here... Paige was a minute or two behind. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just explaining the story. So we're sitting here, and even Jimmy was down the hall, raining terror in the bathroom. And this is what we're talking about. If Paige, like, for some reason was sick or whatever, you know, the whole show would be up in arms, up in the air. And I was like, this happened day before yesterday with my kid. I've born and raised here in Greenville, South Carolina. I've been on this earth for 43 years. Now, I know in other parts of the country, they say things different than we do here. But it's seeping into our vernacular, and I don't like it a bit. I say, come here, enjoy what we offer. Do not steal our language. Now, when did it change in the South? I'm not talking to you transplants or folks from anywhere outside the Mason-Dixon. But when did calling in sick to work become calling out sick to work?
Well,
My kid said it. My kid was talking about school, and she said, "Yeah, my teacher wasn't here today. We had a substitute teacher. She said my teacher called out sick, and I'm like, called out sick. It triggered something. It's a trigger word for me. It's like, what do you mean called out? Where are you from, Grace?
Oh, wow.
Called out. Fat boy. When you were a kid and your mama was sick and didn't go to work, she?
Pretty sure it was called in.
Thank you.
But if you go a generation before that, they laid out.
Laid out of work. Lay in work.
Yep.
It's morphed.
Like the old people, most of them are dead now. They lay out of work. Well, actually, they didn't lay out of work, but they'd get on to you if you do.
My kid's born and raised here, too, and she's 16, and she is saying that now.
Well, I mean, you are calling out.
You called in.
You called in, but to lay out.
Nobody would ever, nobody would ever call in and say, hey, guys, I'm off today, but I'd like to come join you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls in to work.
I know. You call out.
You call in sick. You called in. Hello, guys. I'm sick. I will not be there.
Yeah.
You don't call. That don't even make sense that you would call out.
Well,
you would call in to tell them you're going to be out.
Well.
In an outburger.
I mean, call in itself is kind of redundant. Because call is you called someone. And then why are you calling in?
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
You're into it, too,
it's just,
now.
No, look, say what you want, but it's redundant. It is redundant to say call in.
Tradition, though.
I know. Southern tradition. Call. We say things that don't make no sense.
My teacher called out. That's like, I don't. Whoa! Where are you from, Jersey? You call in. Not going to be there. Call out. And so what is it they say in restaurants up north? Are you going to eat here or take it out? What do they say something totally different than what we say. I know people are texting in shopping cart and buggies. I know that, and I'll never change that.
It was just take out.
Take out. Stay in. No, stay in, right? Stay in or take out. You could stay in. I can't remember.
Dine in or take out still. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Save from room for dessert, big man? Still working on that?
You still working? No, clearly I'm off and I'm out to dinner.
Next time y'all servers and bartenders have a sin night party, y'all talk about what you can say other than still working on that.
Please find something besides still working on that. That's something we all can agree on.
It's so irritating.
Hey, you still working on it? I mean, it was roasted in like waiting or office space or both of them, but we still say it 20 years later. We just won't go in. Hey, you still working on that?
Yeah. Or.
You still eating that?
Just say from room for dessert.
Ugh. Yeah.
Now, I hear different ones from
that. No, I'm still working on this. What else do they say?
You want some dessert? How about some dessert?
You check out our dessert menu?
Yeah. Would you like to see a dessert menu?
I'd love to offer you the bread pudding, but our chef called in sick. What do you mean? He called in sick. He's not here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant he called out sick. I'm from up north. Sorry, I didn't know what you were talking about. What is bread pudding, by the way? I love bread pudding.
You do?
Hell yeah. Huh. I do. I like bread.
I do too.
Big fan of it.
Now people are texting all kind of things. Dine out.
It's Friday. Dine out.
Dine out.
Yeah, but I thought they'd say, down here we say for here or to go. And then up there they say to go or stay in. It's some kind of thing. I remember it when I went to New York City.
I say eat in or eat out.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah, but you know, especially on the weekends, 9 times out of 10, you're going to eat out. Don't you think? Generally, I do.
Yeah, I love to cook.
Mm-hmm. All right, stay in. I get that.
Oh, somebody texted in, takeaway.
Takeaway,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Give that person Monster Jam tickets. That's excellent.
That was old Michael Lowe.
Thank you, Michael Lowe.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Michael, I haven't heard his name in a while. Is he doing good?
Yeah, he gets in touch.
Hey, Michael.
hear from him occasionally. Somebody else texts in soda or pop while we're on it. No, it's Coke. No matter what it is, it's just Coke.
Yeah. Well, you know, my all-time worst is sneakers. I can't stand when people say sneakers.
Sneaks.
I still say tennis shoes. I don't say tennis shoes. I say tennis shoes, no matter what it is. I don't say kicks. I don't say none of that stuff.
Are you wearing what?
My tennis shoes.
Are those running shoes or basketball shoes?
They're my shoes. They're neither. I think they're marketed as a running shoe. Well, I market it as it feels good on my heel shoes.
Nobody would say, you know, you're tennis shoe head. It's sneaker head.
Yeah, but I'm not a head of any kind.
Mm-mm. Well,
on Monday, sometimes I am. After certain meetings, I am. But generally speaking, no. But I do wear duckhead jeans. Right, bring it all full circle.
Yeah, hey, I made a Twitter poll.
Yeah,
so you could vote. Is it call in or call out?
Okay, that's perfect. I'm going to go ahead and vote now.
You can't.
Yeah, I can. And it's not for a prize. Yes. Okay. There we go. So far, 100% of the votes agree. All right, that was the first one. Okay. Paige, that smile may go away soon.
Oh, no.
That smile.
I want to have fun.
I think it will be fun. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When it comes to lovemaking, do you enjoy just as much the other person enjoying it just as much as you enjoying it?
Of course.
Okay.
I like the power over people.
The P1 family, the audience, 770-something thousand people.
Uh-huh.
That's just live. And then us are going to love this.
You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I'm going to love it, too.
Okay. That's the mindset to have. Speak it into existence. You're going to love this.
I'm going to love it.
You're going
to
love
it. I woke up this morning, and I said, yeah, I get to have my super punishment today.
No. Super punishment.
Oh.
That's the thing.
But I didn't wear shoes. I wore boots. Is that going to mess it
up? Is it going to be a booper punishment? That sounds similar to one of our ideas. The legal said no.
Booper
right
punishment.
Now, 75% of the audience says it's call in. It's call in.
Oh, okay.
So once them Yankees wake up, they'll start voting too. What are you talking about? We've been up since the crack of dawn, all right?
I don't sleep. I'm from the city that don't sleep, and by God, I ain't doing it either.
What do you think that means? We don't sleep up here.
I sleep with one eye open.
Today is Paige's super punishment. It is it's going to be a spectacle. You're going to want to make sure that around. After we do the FOF line, we always do that at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that will be the super punishment.
There's another text. I hope it's lingerie and modeling for Paige.
Like, y'all are some sickos.
Just want to see her naked.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they do.
Well, he's saying he does.
I know.
I mean, let him have his opinion. He wants to see you naked.
I'm sorry.
He just came out and said he wanted to see you naked.
Even the ladies that we polled said that, ouch. And then they said...
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, we polled them.
Oh.
And then
I gotcha.
They said, make Paige do the news topless or do a bikini car wash. And like the women were saying that. So I don't want to hear you anymore.
I
know.
I want to do a bikini car wash by myself.
He said, I want to see her naked. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see it. I just said that. Your vote doesn't count. But I'm an American, Paige. My vote counts. Not with his.
No, it doesn't count here.
This is totalitarian.
Paige hates democracy.
You commie.
Oh, commie.
Booper punishment.
So right after FOF line at 8 o'clock, you're always going to be listening from 6 to 10 and maybe even until 2, Paige says. But regardless, right after FOF line, you want to have a device, a phone or something ready, because this will be broadcast live at facebook.com/riseguys.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to watch Paige live do the superest of punishments, the super punishment. That's funny. We told her it was going to be a super punishment, and she still wore boots.
Yeah.
A little bit of a rebel this morning. I like it.
Well, I thought you'd provide the shoes for me if need be.
Who said that? We didn't provide Fat Boy's shoes that day when we burned them up.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was his shoes. He had to drive home Jethro
style. I actually have a shoe in the closet if need be.
Really?
One pump.
Just you brought one shoe?
Well, I had it anyways. It's up on the shelf.
What is it, a flask? I don't get
it.
You have one shoe?
I have one high heel in the office.
Why? Yeah. Oh, it's the one you decorate with.
Oh, it's a decor. Is it because you lost one of them doing the walk of shame or something?
Something like that.
So what, no. You're going to walk out wearing one high heel and one boot or something if you have to?
If I have to, I will.
One high heel and no other shoe?
Yeah.
When you're walking in high heels in soggy weather, do you not? Do most women, do the heels dig into the mud? Like, yes. Do you have to pull yourself up? That would suck.
If they were digging in the mud when I was walking down the aisle at numerous nuptials where they were sticking, and it got to the point where I just decided to take my shoes off standing in the grass so I wouldn't, like...
We're going to be wearing Kiss boots this year, so
are
we'll...
Fantastic. Yeah. I love that. Got to figure out what your character
I'm going to be. Whatever the hell we want.
Whatever we want. That's right.
That's going to be fun.
I tell you what else is going to be fun, Paige.
Yeah?
Your super punishment is going to be something else today.
You know, I went for comfort. I wasn't thinking super so much as being comfortable when I suffer.
Right.
Or when I'm pleasured, whichever. Well, I may like it. You don't know.
You are a sicko. I love it. She is. She's like, I mean, even with the that's the other thing, all the other ideas from people are like, you have the girl come in again and spank her and you know. I almost said bludgeon. What is the word? Trollop?
Flog.
Flog.
Oh, yeah.
She liked that.
Bludgeons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that's not the word.
I hear you, OJ.
So we look forward to hearing from you on the FOF line, which you can still call 864-241-4318. Also, for you early birds, I'd like to encourage you to join Jimmy and I tomorrow at Harley-Davidson in Greenville.
Absolutely, man. Saw P1 Molten Metal yesterday. He's going to come out and see us.
Is he?
Yeah.
He'll walk across the street?
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
He probably gets off on Friday.
I don't think he works on Saturday.
Paige does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's off on Saturday. It's good for him.
I believe so.
I don't weld 7 days a week, brother.
We'll be out there from 1 until 3 tomorrow with a Rise Guys P1 Pilsner tasting.
Yes, we will, man. 1 o'clock, Harley-Davidson in Greenville, right up there on Chrome Drive.
Yeah.
Real easy to find us.
Come out and see us. Bring your hog.
Yeah, and your motorcycle.
And your motorcycle, too.
I'll bring my hog.
Right. That's right. And I don't want to. And I don't want any bitches falling off this time, okay? I see those shirts.
Oh, boy.
Stay
on. Still, though.
Hold on tightly. Yeah,
I
saw
one of those shirts in 20 years.
The shirt where it says somebody on a Harley, like a guy or, you know, and the back of the shirt says, if you can read this shirt, the bitch fell off.
Mm-hmm.
I still see those. I can't recall the last time, but, you know. And that's sad.
It's sad.
I remember the last time you said it. You said it to Mikey Tuttle. And he acted like it was the funniest thing you ever heard in his life.
Who's Mikey Tuttle?
The other son from Orange County Choppers.
Orange County Choppers. OCC. God.
He loved that joke.
Mikey Tuttle, that's a blast.
Well, maybe that didn't seep over to the West Coast. They're West Coast guys. Maybe they had never heard that before.
From New York.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
There's an Orange County there, too.
Thank you.
Why do you think...
It's birds for you.
Why do you think both the Pauls sound like New Yorkers?
Well, I don't know. I thought they... Oh, Counting Cars sounds like a New Yorker, and he's in California, isn't he? Or Nevada somewhere.
He's in Vegas or something.
Oh, whatever.
That's Nevada. That's Nevada.
I didn't do good in geography, all right? Leave me alone.
But nobody in Las Vegas is from Las Vegas, right? They all move there from somewhere else.
Yeah,
is
that right? Transplants. That's definitely weird.
Well, this is going to be an exciting show. First of all, it's Friday. We got the FOF line. We got the super punishment, the super punishment. And then on Monday, the outtakes will do the blooper punishment.
Yay.
All that stuff. Here's the numbers to remember to call us at any point. That's 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Jimmy, they're also available to text us at any time as well, I understand.
Yeah, 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Always available, 72341.
And then we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social.
Yeah.
Paige, what is up in the plaque?
Well, a very wealthy man says the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him with some nude photos. I'll tell you who it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Is it Robert Herjavec?
Perhaps.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. Kevin O'Leary. All right, we'll find out who is being blackmailed next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh.
Oh, yay. All right, so
Friday.
So a very rich man says the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him with nude photos. Who would it be?
A very rich man, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Spinks.
trying to get me.
No, not even close.
Local?
No.
No.
Very, very wealthy.
I'm out.
All right. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos.
Whoa.
Yeah. He published some emails titled, "No Thank You, Mr. Pecker."
Say again?
Okay.
No, thank you, Mr. Pecker.
Sounds like a nickname I'd have for Rusty, my dog.
Sounds like a kid's book. He published emails that he received from the National Enquirer, specifically the owner of the National Enquirer, led by David Pecker, hence the Mr. Pecker title. Got it?
Yes.
All right. So, in which they threatened to release nude pictures of him and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez.
Let me Google her.
Unless he calls off the investigations into why they published texts between the two of them last month.
Lauren Pecker?
No, sir.
Lauren
Sanchez. Mr. Pecker.
I got you. Oh, there she is.
So.
Just like she goes to the same eye doctor as Melania. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's almost got like a... Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well... The Enquirer, according to this, is notoriously friendly with President Trump. So Bezos is the owner of the Washington Post, and he's saying that because he's critical of the president, that's why they're soft on the, you know, on President Trump, and the National Enquirer has them in his pocket.
But
so this is more political than trying to add him on this affair.
But they're not adversaries. I mean, they were. Trump was at Bezos' throat for the post office situation.
Yeah.
About that deal.
Yeah, but that was, you know.
Was that a work, brother?
Well, everybody knows the post office's struggles because they have to account for all their pensioners in their annual budget, and not many businesses have to do that.
I don't understand why way back when we built post offices, we made them look like Greek Roman-looking buildings. But then the schoolhouses would be like one-room schoolhouses made of like farm wood. Meanwhile, the post office would be this grand building that like Caesar would live in.
Because when you come to town, you just have to know if there's a post office or a bank, right?
And we identify them by...
I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Greco-Roman architecture? I don't understand that. It's like with these struggling towns all of a sudden built these huge cathedral-ass post offices and stuff. It's odd.
Yeah. I like the little country post offices where it was just a little... rectangle of bricks.
Yeah.
The little country ones, just a tiny little brick building.
But not the new age ones, right? You know, the new age ones, it looks like a storage facility, or it looks like just any kind of bland.
Looks as disposable as everything else.
Yeah. Just, tear it up, throw it away. Hmm. Build another one.
So Bezos launched this private investigation to determine whether the Enquirer was politically motivated when it published those texts. So the folks, according to this, at the Enquirer, were not happy about that. So we'll see what happens. It may end up in court over this. And Bezos says, I prefer to stand
up against Judge Judy. That would be insane.
Roll this log over and see what crawls out.
At
this point, you don't have to be attractive necessarily for us to want to see you naked.
Thank God.
Right? I mean...
Yeah.
Like, is anybody sitting around like, oh, my God, Jeff Bezos is hot. I want to see his junk. Nobody really wants to see that.
I'd look. I'd look at it while I was in the aisle, you know, waiting to check out. I would peek in and then check out, the photo that Mr. Pecker published.
Wait. I think we're all on record as wanting to see everybody naked at some point.
Absolutely.
I would look. Anybody who's naked, I'll look.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't care if it's good or not. If you're naked, I'm looking.
I tell you what's interesting about Lauren Sanchez when
found
you
it out last Friday.
Google image search her and go about six pages down. She's very proud of her butt because the photos are her doing that thing where she puts her butt to the camera and looks over her shoulder.
Oh.
Look at that. I mean, look at that. That's a very provocative pose for a billionaire princess to be making, no?
Yeah, I don't think I could make that pose.
I could.
Like physically
anybody
impossible.
Could.
I could be the cameraman.
She's a billionaire princess.
She is a billionaire. Now she is.
Yeah,
she's a billionaire queen, right?
If they get married. He's still married to the other one. They're not divorced yet, right?
Well, she's still married to some dude, too.
Yeah.
They're both still
it's
married.
It's very complicated.
Who's she married to? Bill Gates?
Oh, some dude.
Well.
I don't remember his name.
She's a platinum digger.
Patrick Weitzel.
Maybe they honestly fell in love. And
I know his nephew, Lonzo.
He's the co-CEO of WME.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she likes wealthy guys.
Here's a photo of Lauren being asked if she's ever seen Jimmy naked. And she's showing you this. She has.
Her name's four.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Not TV.
No. Well, did you know that the average person gives their partners
Her husband now is only worth $300 million. Chump.
Jesus.
Oh, loser. Oh, to have $300,000.
$300 million.
Oh gosh, even that. Yeah. I couldn't fathom that. All right, so the average person gives their partners on Valentine's Day a F on effort.
Oh.
Not on what we were talking about yesterday, but on the gifts specifically. And what they bring to the table during this blessed holiday event. So this is according to a website. They compiled this, and it's...
Must be a competitor. Paige doesn't want to mention
it. No, it's Groupon, so it has to be things that you're doing out of the house, right? Or services-oriented.
Things you buy.
Yeah. I don't think people use it anymore.
Well, according to this, 26% say tickets to a comedy show. They're not too thrilled about that, or, you know, like...
I hate laughing and drinking. That sucks.
It's on the list of the best gifts.
Yeah, but it's at the lower end.
But 26% of people said they would like that more than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But it's not the top of them, you know. Yeah.
Tag Jimmy in right now.
So here we go. A trip somewhere warm or exotic. 31% say they want that.
Now, you got to lower your standards a hair from there. Right?
I think so.
A Valentine's Day vacation, that's a bit much.
Well, it depends on, like, where the vacation, like, is it a vacation to, like, Savannah, Georgia or Asheville or somewhere?
I'd say warm and
people in Asheville are like, vacation in Asheville? Yeah, it's nice there.
We're warm or exotic.
Oh. Barria.
Exotic means we're doing intercontinental travel for Valentine's Day. That seems ridiculous.
That's expensive.
Do you need a passport to go to Barria? Yeah. Is that a serious question?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, jewelry, 36% say that. I always got jewelry on Valentine's Day. I like
Puerto Rico.
Would you like more jewelry this year, Paige?
I don't expect it, but it was nice when I got it. A home-cooked meal, 39% say that. I think it'd be nice if the guy never cooks and he's actually going to throw down a meal for you.
Oh,
that'd
be very nice. If he never cooks, it's going to be delicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you never know. There's always a first. Here's the top four. Massage.
Baby, I made you hamburger helper.
Baby, here's some taquitos.
I hope you like chewy macaroni noodles.
Yeah.
Ain't quite done, I don't think.
See, that's why we give them an F, even though they try so hard.
Yeah.
Here's the top four. A massage. 46% say they want that. And here's...
From a masseur or a masseuse? Or like
doesn't
just
say.
From you?
It doesn't say. Definitely... If it's Groupon, it's from someone else, definitely.
Oh. I was going to say a woman would probably say a masseuse more than her mate, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, but it's...
Come here, man. I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
You can't be good at all these things, Jimmy. Right. Is it cooking or is it masseusing? Which one is it right now?
Cook pretty around good at someone's both. Feet.
Can you cook moose? That's the question.
Oh, boy.
No.
Chocolate, not your mother.
I've never tried.
Well, here's...
I don't do confections.
Here's the top three, and I have to say they're very conventional. At number three, flowers. 46% of the people say they love flowers. Number two, chocolate. 50% say they love chocolate. And then here's the number one answer, a nice dinner out with the one you love. 58% said that that's a good gift.
They get you some fondue.
Yeah.
Does it still hold true in 2019 that if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with?
No.
It's not true.
Mm-mm. It's more in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
That was more socially acceptable.
Oh. Well, pubic hair is back. Maybe that'll come back, too.
There's nothing free these days. No. Love isn't free.
No, you're it's absolutely
changed.
Right.
It's changed in the 2000s, you know.
Yeah. Calm down, Paige.
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
She's very excited talking about
70s and 60s, it was free love and all that kind of stuff. We don't do that anymore. We have to ask before we do. And, you know, you can't swap without having some kind of problem.
Or agreement.
Or agreement, yeah.
Blank swapping.
Yeah.
I like
true.
It.
True. All right, well, I'm Paige. That's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
That was really good and informative as well. Spell Bezos, fat boy.
L-E-S-B-O-S.
Nailed it. Mm-hmm. What are you working on in sports?
Former guest of the show. Obviously a very popular athlete.
Is it Jeremy Clements?
His neighbors hate him. His neighbors say this athlete is turning their neighborhood into a den of drugs and prostitution.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
It was on this very show multiple times. Not a wrestler.
Jerry Rice.
Not a wrestler.
Mike Ditka. Is it Mike Ditka?
Not a football player.
Didn't we interview radio one time? Who knows?
Oh, I think I have an idea who it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think so.
Not a wrestler, you said.
Not a wrestler.
It's pretty obvious if you think about it.
Not Hank a football Aaron.
Player. Hank Aaron?
Same sport.
World Series champion?
Mark McGwire.
He might have been a...
Craig Griffey. F-face Billy Ripken.
Two-time World Series champion with two different NL East ball clubs?
I think so.
Okay.
I think your boy's onto it there.
I'm out. All right, we'll find out together. Jimmy knows. We'll find out who it is next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everyone.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Who's the former guest of the show? This here, the show? The show, huh? That's causing his neighbors holy hell?
Jeremy Clements. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
I can't speak for those. But if Stephen was your neighbor, you going to buck up to him?
No.
He's do what he wants.
He's so nice.
Stephen, if you pissed him off, he might kick you. And you're like, oh, my God, Ray lives here, too.
Steven's the kind of person, Steve, that sounds weird to call him Steve.
Yeah.
Steven is the kind of person that if he got mad at you, he would teach you for free how to do karate before he fought you.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't want to fight a defenseless person. He would teach you. He and Ray would teach you, and then they'd beat the hell out of you.
He's a Steven with a PH. I think it's Steph for short.
Steph. I would never.
You know who it is, Nine?
I think I figured it out because I was thinking about former guests of the show.
And then guess?
I had my I already have my guess because I said it was two-time World Series champion, once each with two different National League East ball clubs,
mm-hmm.
about 1986, and then again, what, 1993?
Yep. Not in 92. They went in 92.
They did, but they lost to Joe Cotter and the Blue Jays. First time World Series was played outside the United States was in Toronto that year.
It was Minnesota, right? Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, 91 was Twins.
Oh, 92.
Blue Jays, 93. Who won it in 93?
National Phillies.
League, National League, yeah. Who played for those Phillies and also won it in 1986? Matt's got it.
Yeah, it ain't One Nut Cruck.
No.
It ain't Pete Incaviglia.
It ain't Eisenreich either.
Uh-uh. It ain't Dutch.
Nails.
It is Nails.
Oh, man.
Leonard Dykstra.
Oh, God.
Boy.
Plus, the former guest of the show who would – have his neighbors complaining about drugs and hookers.
Oh, my gosh.
So Lenny lives in Linden, New Jersey, and his neighbors say that he's been destroying the neighborhood, of course, turning it into a den of drugs and prostitution.
Wow.
People were saying the traffic here, the overdoses, the cars being towed, someone throwing yellow liquid out of the second floor window, the trash.
Lemonade, likely.
Most likely, some country time.
Yeah.
Ew.
Nobody knows if it's actually Lenny there the whole time or if it's other people too.
Could be Lil Lenny, Lil Nails.
He was told to move everybody out and he was fined. And it says here that he was putting on social media that he was renting out rooms for $1,000 a month in his place.
Wow.
I don't know if the cops step in and try to stop it or what, if he has an HOA, how that works with Lenny. I don't imagine him having a whole lot of money left.
Wow. So, 92 was Toronto. 93 was the Phillies. 94, I bet you can't tell me who won the World Series.
94?
Oh. Trick question. There wasn't a World Series.
Oh, the strike. It would have been the Expos.
It absolutely would have been the Expos, though. God. They were awesome that year.
Tripped me up.
That was the year Jeff Bagwell and Ken Caminiti were like on a home run tear and then the freaking strike.
They were on more than that.
Yeah.
They had Pedro for the Expos, Vlad Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, it was
wow.
Like, what the hell was that?
Is that a sneeze? Okay.
Somewhat.
Last year, Lenny was accused of kidnapping and threatening to kill his Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
And when he was arrested, they found meth and cocaine in his duffel.
Oh, God.
Of course they did.
Old Nails.
His duffel.
Maybe one day he'll get it together. Sad news, man, if you don't like people dying. Frank Robinson died.
Ah, I didn't hear about that until just now.
83 years old. Died of bone cancer.
I found out yesterday, breaking news style, from P1 Jay Dizzle. He asked me if I had him on the death pool. And I said, no, that's awful. The guy was a 500 home run clubber. That was great.
Did you get to meet him?
No, but I got a signed baseball. I don't remember where I got it, though, so it may not be real. Looks real. I don't know where it came from. I've had it forever.
He was baseball's first African-American manager in 1975. He was inducted into the Hall in 82, 83 years old. Man, if you know an Oriole fan, I guess.
Or, I mean, Cincinnati. I mean, he came up with the Reds, and he was an Expos coach at one point. I think White Sox or Cubs also, one of the two.
I just remember with the Spos.
Yeah. And then the Orioles.
The Strohs.
Yeah. Don't say here. I thought Patriots fans loved the team. They go cheer them on when they have these parades, right?
Oh, yeah. They throw beers at them, too.
Yeah. They were fighting, and then Gronk said that he got hit in the head with a full can of beer.
Well, they were just trying to give him a beer.
That might have been like a female activist who was throwing it at him to make him stop grabbing his girlfriend's jugs while they were on the float. Did you see that?
No.
Literally was behind her just grabbing on him, like going down the parade route. That's like,
gosh.
Good for you.
Gronk
the Super Bowl.
She
was okay. Well, she's nodding all right.
He had his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time riding around the float.
Yeah.
Tom Brady said.
He shouldn't have been on the float. He should have been followed behind him in an IROC C28 with T-tops.
That's right. His own.
Sitting on the back like he's a beauty queen.
Just blasting like White Snake.
I thought he'd get in and start fighting with everybody else.
You figure he would, but he's probably hurt or afraid he'd get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Tom Brady said that, he wouldn't take any questions about if he will go to the White House or not. Said he was not going to answer any Trump questions. So nobody knows if Brady's going to go or the team.
Will Maroon 5 go to the White House?
Who knows?
Are they allowed to go, Super Bowl halftime performers?
I don't know.
They got to think about it.
Maybe the Rams will go in place of the Patriots.
Hello, big boy.
Got it.
Big boy.
That's a good idea.
Big boy.
Why does the winner get everything? Right. Why don't the loser get to go?
They need a dinner.
That should be a consolation prize. You get brunch with Pence. It's a new thing. Brunch with
winner
Pence.
Winner gets Trump.
Plus another little... Quick Tom Brady note. A teammate, Cordarrelle Patterson, got him a nice diamond chain, the TB12 logo.
Yeah.
Diamonds all in it. Well, when you got money, you don't really need jewelry, do you?
No.
So what did Tom Brady do with that chain? He gave it to his kid to wear around the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like Paige was telling me that Eddie Vedder, he uses his VMA award from the MTV Awards as a doorstop in his house.
The moon man.
It's like, it's like, oh, it's nothing. Not you got to think too highly of a VMA, but it's his doorstop. And he just gave it to his kid. How old's the kid? Brady's kid.
I think his daughter's 10. Yeah. 8 to 10, somewhere around there.
How about
shining dudes, like a lake and you're 10 years old?
How about two dudes from Rock Hill just won the Super Bowl?
Who? Yeah.
Patterson and Gilmore.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Through. Old football hotbed.
They're going to buy TKK, I read.
They might. I like the picture of Stephon Gilmore on the bus the other day wearing a Happy Gilmore shirt, grinning.
That's awesome.
That was funny.
It's sports.
That was good.
Or traffic, I mean.
That was sports.
Sports. Traffic's later.
He's going to
Where are you?
He's going to tell you about accidents that are happening at the Hawks game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Oh, God, the whole team.
All right, we have to take a break. We're inching closer and closer to Paige's super punishment today. We finally have come to terms on some kind of punishment for losing the pick in the big game. So we got that coming up in the FOF line, too. It's Friday. It is good, guys.
Rise Guys. This is the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.